Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Republican Senator Olympia Snowe served the voters of Maine for 16 years in the U.S. House and 18 years in the U.S. Senate before she said, essentially, enough. It's dysfunctional, it's hyperpartisan, it's impossible to get anything done here, and announced she would not run again. 2 years ago last week, she left the Senate, and tomorrow she'll be in Baltimore as part of the Baltimore Speaker Series presented by Stevenson University. And former Senator Snowe joins us by phone now. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Sheila. I'm glad to be on.
Now, the Republican Party was in charge of the House when you decided to leave Congress, but you were in a minority in the Senate. Now that Republicans have taken charge of the Senate, too, are you having any second thoughts?
No. I mean, I love the Senate for what it was when it was working, and obviously what contributed to my decision that it wasn't working. And hopefully they can return to the possibilities of legislating and governing. But, you know, it's certainly going to take both sides' willingness to embrace the ideals of compromise and consensus. I decided that I would take my fight outside of the institution, the Senate, and contribute in that way to make sure people understand that there is a better way of legislating and governing, and that it, you know, used to be different. And so I just want to convey to people how it used to work and what we can do to return to make sure that it does work.
And I want to ask you about that, but first I want to make sure I'm reading what you just said. You haven't seen any improvement watching from the outside these past 2 years.
No, not at all. In fact, it grew exponentially worse. This last Congress was the second least productive. You know, the first being the most was it the last Congress that I was in. Mm-hmm. And so that was regrettable. And that's what I recognized in my final year, in the time in which I made the decision, because I was planning to run for re-election. So it surprised me more than anyone that I came to the realization that the polarization would be diminished in the short term. Now we've had an election. People have spoken and delivered a message, and the question is whether or not, you know, that message has been delivered, and that you will see both sides in both branches of government working together for the future of this country. And so yeah, I feel that my role now is to make sure people understand there is a better way, and there has been a better way in spite of the differences that might exist between the political parties or between the branches of government, and that they must make divided government work.
Well, and that's just what incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell seems to be saying. Bloomberg quotes him saying just a few days before he became Majority Leader that the divided government mandate that the voters issued in November means Americans, quote, want things done in the political center, things that both sides can agree on, close quote. But from your experience, you are often in the political center, and it was very hard to get anyone to agree on anything.
That's correct.
So,
and whether, you know, and I think it's hopeful and encouraging that the new Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has indicated he wants to return the Senate, you know, to what it should be, a deliberative body. And the same must be true in the House of Representatives. And, of course, in working with the president, both sides have to give. But if you don't have a process, there is no ability to reconcile the differences that exist. If you want to make a political point, then and not solve the problems, you know, facing the country, perpetual campaign, but we won't be making a difference for the nation. And that's what it's all about. And so hopefully they can. I used to describe it as a sensible center, because I think that's where most Americans are. I mean, they may have their differences, they may have their views on one end of the political spectrum or the other, but for the most part, people want their government to work and to make decisions. And that's simply not occurring in the current political environment. That now will change with the desire and the willingness expressed by Mitch McConnell and others. I mean, the president has said they want to find areas of bipartisan agreement, and Speaker Boehner and Senator Reid as a minority leader. So hopefully that will be the case, recognizing that people delivered a very firm message. I mean, I think the fact that so few people turned out in this last election should be deeply disturbing and troubling. It really does point to the fact that people believe that there is no benefit in participating in the elections or in our democracy because they feel they can't have an influence on the process or on their elected officials.
That's retired U.S. Senator Olympia Snow of Maine here on WIPR Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about her perspective on partisanship on Capitol Hill now that she's been away from it for 2 years. So you've been trying to work outside the system. What kinds of things have you been doing?
Well, since I left the Senate, I wrote a book first to describe my experiences over 34 years in both the House and Senate, how it worked. And all of the experiences, good and bad, and what we should do about it, made some, recommendations in restoring the process. And secondly, giving speeches across the country, but most importantly, on this very issue and addressing dysfunction and what we can do about it as citizens, that we have to be engaged and speak up and participate, just like the small, fractious minority is doing. It's capturing the political system that's resulted in this polarization today. But also I'm affiliated with the Bipartisan Policy Center, where I'm a senior fellow, and we co-chaired a commission on political reform with two former majority leaders of the Senate, both Senator Daschle as a Democrat and Senator Trent Lott as a Republican, and Secretary Glickman, who served in the Clinton administration, and Secretary Kempthorne in the Bush administration, among 29 commissioners, and we came up with a number of proposals for reforms, both for Congress and for electoral reforms, as well as ways to encourage participation in the public sector. So we are now focusing on a few of those reforms and how to drive them institutionally in Congress and also outside, and having people embrace them, such as independent redistricting commissions, for example, or open primaries as ways to mitigating and diminishing the polarization that exists in our, electoral system.
So those would be two that you would highlight, revising the way we draw legislative boundaries and revising the primary process?
Yeah, absolutely. With the redistricting, where it becomes extremely important to the political process is the fact that there are very few remaining competitive seats in the House of Representatives. I mean, there were various estimates that range from 7 to 21 to 35 seats out of 435 because, the gerrymandering has created either solidly Republican districts or Democratic districts and very few competitive seats. Ordinarily, primaries would produce center-right, center-left candidates, and yes, some on the far right and the far left. But that is not true as much today because we have very few competitive seats in the remaining House of Representatives because of the way in which the lines have been drawn.
I appreciate your talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Olympia Snow served nearly four decades in the Maine and national legislatures, retiring 2 years ago as a U.S. senator. She'll be speaking at the Meyerhoff tomorrow night in the Baltimore Speaker Series presented by Stevenson University. We've got more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, and a link to Senator Snow's book, Fighting for Common Ground, How We Can Fix the Stalemate in Congress. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for being with us this morning. Back with you Wednesday. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is January 13th. On that day in Maryland history, 1912, the temperature dropped to 40 degrees below zero in Oakland, in Garrett County, setting a state record that stands to this day. We're back on Wednesday. Please join us.